Shanghai Wendy are an Adelaide-based indie rock band, and they're making a name for themselves with their latest tracks, Apprentice and Solar Sail. They have two gigs coming up, one this month and another early next year. To tell us about those upcoming events and their music is vocalist Sam Cooper. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
I have to say that's a great name, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Sam. You too.
So, Sam, could you tell us about the history of Shanghai Wendy? When did you guys get together and how did you settle on the name?
Yeah. It's all a bit of a blur. I'd say we've kind of probably been together around 2 years. We sort of just started jamming as the four of us and played at some friends' houses and thought, well, we'll make something of this, and off we went. And the name itself actually comes from, it's actually from Peter Pan, the cartoon, which we all watched as kids, and just a line from there. My sister actually came up with it a long time ago, and I wrote it down in the book and then found the book and thought, hey, what about this? And the boys were like, yeah, good name, let's do it.
That's a sweet story. Yeah. So how did you initially get into music?
For myself personally, I guess I was, I grew up in a bit of a musical family and always was playing around and with guitars and pianos and stuff. And yeah, and just then playing with friends, I guess. Yeah, kind of got more into it.
And so what's the writing process that you went through with your latest tracks, Apprentice and Solar Sail?
Yeah. Apprentice, I sort of came up with some of the ideas on a plane ride actually once, and then kind of brought it back to the boys and we all just started playing it. It kind of came together really quickly, which was really nice. It was probably the first song we all played together, so it's quite a special song for us in that respect. We thought that would be a good one to record. And Solar Sail was just another song. I wrote some of that quite young, but then we mucked around with it and thought it was quite fun to play and record as well. So the process, I think, yeah, taking it to the band and sort of everybody keeping, you know, their sort of piece of magic to add to it. And so that's sort of how it rolls most of the time.
We're speaking with lead singer of Shanghai Wendy, Sam Cooper, ahead of their gig this Friday night at the Ed Castle. Hey, Sam, what's it like performing with your mates in a band? Do you have any cool stories?
Yeah, we've had some really fun experiences. I think one of our first gigs was actually sort of a bit of a house gig, and we ended up sort of playing in just almost bathrooms and bedrooms and stuff like that for all these friends and stuff, and that was kind of a really fun experience. And yeah, we've had other times where we've played and, you know, our guitars are broken strings, we're like, oh, what do we do here? We've always been you know make it work. So as you say, it's good to play, and for the most part, you're like, you know, we seem to make it work and have a lot of fun. So yeah,
cool. Good. So what kind of strengths do each band member bring to Shanghai Wendy?
Yeah, sure. James is on bass and also does a lot of backing vocals, and he's really, really strong with that, and brings a lot of good ideas. And then we've got Aiden on drums, is really solid there, and occasionally sings as well. And finally, Tadro is the lead guitarist and works his magic there and sort of makes us glow. So yeah, we all sort of bring something together to make, you know, something good, I hope. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been performing in Adelaide for?
I'd probably say about 18 months or so, a year and a half.
Do you have a favourite venue?
I think our first gig was at the Metro, and so that's probably special for us because it was our sort of first Adelaide gig. But it's nice to play really, you know, anywhere in Adelaide. It's usually good.
I'm curious, is there a lot of competition within Adelaide, or people, musicians and bands really supportive of one another?
No, yeah, I'd definitely say the latter there. Yeah. As far as I've come to see it, it's a really nice scene. I think usually quite supportive, and we go to gigs and we watch other bands play and chat to them and stuff, and we're always happy to hear about other people's music, and for the most, like, most people are happy and interested to hear about us as well, so it's actually really nice and supportive.
So we've got this gig coming up on the 10th of November, which we've been talking about all morning. You'll be playing at the Ed Castle, one of the acts we'll be playing with the New Yorks, who we're a big fan of here on Radio Adelaide Breakfast. Can you tell us how you got involved with this show?
Yeah, just a chap by the name of Jesse had emailed us and said, "Hey, are you guys free to play in this gig?" And we were like, "Yeah, absolutely, that'd be great." And like I said before, great to play with other bands and hear new music, even for ourselves. So we jumped on board as quick as we could.
And you have another gig early next year, January the 10th, I believe?
That's right, yeah, I think it's a Wednesday.
Cool. And where will that be?
That's going to be at the Crown and Anchor, on January the 10th. That's right, you said that, yeah.
Now, I was curious with musicians, how, where your inspirations come from, and how is it that you put your music together? So do you have a big sort of band that you aspire to sort of be like?
I think for each of us in the band, it's probably a different band. It's probably the best way to explain it. But in a way, that's kind of good because it means we sort of bring different inspirations and influences to the music. But Coldplay, Radiohead, Death Cab for Cutie, and there's lots of other bands that we listen to. As Tall as Lions is probably another good one. But it sort of all melds together, and we listen to these bands and say, "Oh, that's really cool. How can we do something that's ours, but is inspired by that or something like that?"
Well, they're all great bands there. So going back to your band, where can we go along to find tickets to your shows?
Yeah, well, look, this one on Friday the 10th at the Ed Castle, that's free. So you can just rock up. I think it's from 9 p.m. So come along to that. And as far as the one at the Crown and Anchor, still nothing. It's probably a little bit too far away, but check our Facebook site because we'll have all the information there as we get closer to that one. So that's probably the best way to keep in touch.
Awesome. Well, Sam, thanks heaps for your time this morning. It's been great talking to you.